Chairs No Waiting, episode number 297. Maggie Peterson and Hope Cal at the Squad Car Rendezvous 1995, part two. Wow, Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up some of the great Mayberry things you'll find there. There's several new items as I'm recording this, so head over there and check it out. You can go down to the bottom left-hand side and you click on the new items and you'll see all the new stuff. There's t-shirts, throw rugs, all kinds of stuff. Weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Tonight's executive producer of episode number 297 is Jan Newsom, because she recorded these videos we're using. Thank you, Jan. Clap, 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 clap. I don't have any sound effects. But thank you, Jan. We appreciate you doing that. And here we are once again. Now, the last few weeks, we've been having a good time. I have. I hope you have. Actually, listening to interviews that were done at the 1995 Mayberry Squad Car Nationals, Squad Car Rendezvous. Sorry, that's what it was called then. Squad Car Rendezvous, held up in Bradford, Ohio. And these are just little tidbits that we've, you know, I'm just so glad we have these recordings and that we can go back and just have this history that would have been lost if we didn't have all these things recorded, and something that we could all enjoy as we went forward. So tonight, we heard last week from Hoke and Maggie, both. That's Charlene and Dud, for any of you people that might not know that you're listening and watching for the first time here on the podcast. They each were interviewed individually by Dennis Hasty. He was part of the Good Morning Mayberry radio crew that was actually recording or interviewing these for their show that came on in Cincinnati back then. Mark Golden Richards, I should say, is the other host. If you're watching the video, you'll see him. He doesn't talk a lot. Usually is kind of running the soundboard and keeping things going. But Mark and Dennis did a great job on the interview. Now this week, instead of them being individually interviewed, last week we interviewed the interviewers with Maggie and then with Hoke. This time they're going to be on the stage together, sharing the stage and being asked questions from the audience. So I hope you guys are going to enjoy this. I know I always enjoy just hearing from the cast members of the Andy Griffith Show and finding out what they have to do. So let's head on over without any further ado and hear from Maggie Peterson and Hoke Cal from the Mayberry Squad Car Rendezvous 1995.
Okay, any questions for the watchers here?
And don't you fall off, you sweet thing.
Right up front. Charlene, which song made you cry the most?
The one that makes me cry the most is Tearing Up Old Clothes for Rags. Oh.
How about don't hit your grandma with a great big stick?
Oh, yeah, that's another one.
Yeah.
Wet shoes in the sunset.
Yeah. Well, think about how grandma felt about it.
Never hit your grandma with a great big stick.
She cried, too, a lot.
All right, let's go out in front here.
That that song you sang in the beginning of the wedding, who wrote that?
That the Dillards wrote that. Mitch wrote the words and Rodney wrote the music. What,
on the show, was that music live when they played?
Well, we pre-recorded the music and then we played to playback on the set.
And when you were in Rain Man and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, what character did you play?
Who?
Me? Oh!
Had to be, yeah, Charlene.
Well, I wasn't in front of the camera on those. I was in back of the camera.
Oh.
What I do in Las Vegas is I look for locations for them to shoot movies and television shows and commercials and so forth. So I was behind the scenes. So you won't ever see me if you're looking in those movies.
Okay, any other questions for the washes here? Don't be bashful. Right up front here.
We are the wash.
I've seen Hoke in several things. What all did you play in?
What else?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got about 400 shows. A lot of the old shows, a lot of the new ones, Rockford Files. I was in Far and Away and Geronimo, Another 48 Hours, some of the movies. And the old Quincy's, I did several of those. And about 400 of them. I can't remember them. I just get you a resume.
Right down front.
I wanted to ask Maggie what it was like to get Andy in a bear hug. Fantasy.
Nice.
I don't want to hear about this.
And my husband knows it.
Well, that was my first show ever that I'd ever been on any filming at all. So I didn't, I was really kind of out of it.
You weren't acting, were you?
Oh, no, actually. But so it was all very new to me, and I felt a little ridiculous, you know, doing that. But that was the part, and just sort of threw myself into it. No, it was fun.
Any more questions?
Yeah, the cabin on the show that you lived in, was that a set, or somebody really lived there? Or where was that located?
I can't remember where it was.
Well, it was on the set.
Was it a set?
It was at Desi Lu, yeah. They did such a good job with making
it. I thought we were out in Culver City someplace. Was that where we were?
No, that's exterior, dear. Well, the outside of the cabin was. The inside of the cabin was.
Well, I'm sorry.
Any more questions? Raise your hand if you have an answer.
Is your last name Walsh or Wash? Because I see it spelled two different ways.
Wash. Okay. W-A-S-H.
Okay.
But I've seen it that way too, and I think they got it that way on some videos.
Well, that's one of the most misleading things is the names. A lot of times we hear them on TV, and they don't come over. But then we see original script, yeah. And we find out that we're pronouncing it wrong after all these years, or we're spelling it wrong, however the case may be. Now, one thing that a lot of folks may not know, you two haven't seen each other in how long? It's been a long time, hasn't it?
32 years.
Well, I think you look great together.
It's damn good seeing you.
He hasn't changed. He's same old Doug.
Yeah. Come on now. I'm trying to curb them hot flashes.
Charlene, you seem to be much younger than the rest of the members
than
of the
your
cast.
Husband. Yeah.
Yes.
is there a lot of age difference between you and the rest of the cast?
Oh, huge.
Like 20 years.
Yeah, I'm only 32 right now, yeah.
Well, I'm twice that.
No, we're all about the same.
No. Would you honor us with your rendition of Salty Dog?
Would I honor you with it?
Yeah.
Well, I would, but the band has gone home. We did it this morning, and it was so much fun. Sing it again. I really don't think I can do it without accompaniment. They're covering up all the bad notes, so... Next time.
Charlene, that sweater that you wore, it had a hole in it. Was that the same sweater?
Yes, I love that sweater. Well, it was gray, and it did have a hole in it, and the dress was plaid, and blue plaid, and ugly tennis shoes. I thought that was the greatest outfit. I'm glad you mentioned it. No one appreciates it.
She just wore her own clothes. That wasn't no costume. That woman came in that stuff.
Any more questions? Just raise your hand. Right back here, Dennis.
You remember any of those backwood delicacies that you used to serve up Andy and Barney?
Well, I know that Dud's favorite was fish muddle. Wasn't it, dear?
Yeah, what was in that? I didn't want to know.
I just liked it a lot. Oh, you know, we'd sweep up the floor and anything sort of dropped down, we'd just put it in.
You're kidding.
And then Briscoe's favorite was hoot owl pie. I made my own recipe of hoot owl pie, but Briscoe has his own recipe for it. I say that you can substitute a chicken, but he doesn't say that in his.
I always like roadkill. You know, if it'd been out there on the road a while. It's real good. Well done.
Charlene, was your heart broken when Andy married Helen, and how did you react? And Dud, did you and Ernest T. ever get in a fight if he came around after we're married?
Well, he wouldn't stand a chance of me. I could show him what I learned in the Army. That guerrilla warfare. You know, you get your hand right on here, and you like that mouth open there, and then you could tell them, put on the nose. And then sometimes, they taught me in one of them advanced classes, you can take the two ears and just rip them right off your skull.
And I don't think Ernest T would want to look at that.
It's ugly.
Because he's so pretty now.
Well, about Andy, I think she'll always love Andy, but she realized finally that he was not going to be hers, so she's kind of let it go now. But it was hard. She'll always have a soft spot in her heart for Andy.
I hate that man.
Lover sheriff.
Did you two have a problem keeping straight faces when the cameras showed the darlings sitting there like bumps on a log?
No.
Well, there was one when they did the snoring scene. when we had the cabin with the full of snorers. That's the only time I've ever seen them shut down. Because nobody, I mean, everybody was laughing so hard. I mean, the people behind the camera, the gaffers, everybody was, they had to stop and said, okay, now we're going to have to pull everybody together. It's the only time I've ever seen people laughing so hard that they had to stop shooting.
Who was the better Doug? Who was the better husband, this guy or Gilligan?
How dare you ask?
There's only one Doug.
There's only one Doug. Dudley Delbert.
Dudley Delbert?
I think
was
so.
Was it W.D.?
This is my love right here. No question.
Okay, any other questions out there? Just raise your hand. As soon as they're done here, what we're going to do, we're going to take them out the back, and they're going to be over here in the cabin, and we'll sign an autograph together so you can wake your way in the back by the cab. We've got another question out front.
This is for Maggie, not Charlene. I saw you got a picture of your cat. Are you a good cat woman? How many cats do you have?
Right now I have 6.
Oh, good.
And it kind of goes up and down as I find them or they find me. Yeah. We have other cat lovers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, any more questions?
I got one, Golden.
Go ahead.
Let's tell the crowd about your personal life, you know, who you're married to and children, that kind of thing. Maggie, do you have any children? Or?
No, I don't have any children. I'm married to a man who has a son who's now grown and married, but I've never had any children. I have a lot of nieces and nephews and a lot of little fans that I sort of substitute. But I married, my husband's a musician, and we live in Las Vegas. He's a jazz musician, so... I live it. It's an interesting life. We live on a big piece of ground. My husband likes to grow tomatoes and vegetables. So we have a really quiet life. Sort of like this, but not, I wish.
Oak, how about you?
I'm divorced, I'm sorry to say. I guess she saw that one show and went to pieces. No, but I have 3 sons, and they're all married. I got 3 nice daughter-in-laws, and I got 4 grandchildren, 3 little boys and 1 little girl. And we all still live out in California. They live in Valencia, about a mile from each other, all the kids. And I live in Burbank.
Okay, there you go. Maggie Peterson and Hoke Howell are going to be back here by the cabin signing your autographs.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was, I think you got to see a little bit of the interplay there between Maggie and Hoke because they are... They just seemed to work so well together, enjoyed each other's company. And they said they hadn't seen each other in 32 years. Amazing. Now it did come up, and I believe I talked about it last week about who was the best dud. And of course, Maggie was like, oh, well, obviously it's Hoke. Hoke played dud 4 times and Bob Denver played it that 1 time. And Hoke said last week, if you didn't hear it, you should go back and listen. But Hoke said that, the real reason they got Bob Denver, you know, Gilligan, to come and be dud and replace him was because they were trying to get him more recognizable as they went forward with the Gilligan's Island program. So sadly, that was why Hoke didn't get to play dud that last time, because that would have been, it would have been different. Can you imagine? It would have just been a different experience if you had Hoke playing that character rather than Bob Denver. It would be fun to see that. So he played it, at least what I'd read was 4 times. I didn't actually go back and try to look at that all again, but that's what they said. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. And we're going to be having some more things like that coming up in the next several weeks. But I wanted to mention, because Mayberry Days is fast approaching, that we're going to be having a meetup there at Mayberry Days. We have it every year at Mayberry Days. we tried to get together right after the trivia contest. So we're going to have the I Mayberry community, Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board, Front Porch Podcast Meetup. All those things. If you're involved in the online community and have not got to meet all these fellow people that you interact with, hopefully here in the either in the chat room or over at the I Mayberry community, I want to encourage you to try to get with us. It'll be on Friday of Mayberry Days, if you're going to be in Mayberry at Mayberry Days. And get with us at Mayberry Days on that Friday. It'll be right after the trivia contest. They're going to have the big trivia contest on Friday afternoon. It's usually, I'm not sure about what time, somewhere around 4:30 is when it starts. So it's over by 5:30. So I want to encourage you to head over and to the trivia contest and fall in the trivia contest. I'll be there as Floyd and I'll announce, hey, everybody come down front or come down and we'll meet and we'll get our picture made together and everyone will be able to visit for a little while and talk to one another. Then you've got some time if you'd like to go out and eat with some of those people if you'd like to, or whatever you want to do, just visit with them. But at least it gives you an opportunity to put a face with the nickname you might know on the internet. So definitely come. If you're listening to this, you're a part of this community, and I encourage you to head down there. At a minimum, head over to iMayberry Community and sign up and be a part of the Mayberry community there that's made up of people just like you, love the Andy Griffith Show, and they talk about Andy Griffith Show all the time on there. And Colonel Harvey, who will be performing for us, Keith Brown, he helps run I Mayberry Community. I'm the one that started it, but he has been amazing help to me doing things over at the I Mayberry Community, keep things fun and entertaining to all the folks that visit. So I want to encourage you to head over there and check it out and meet us in Mayberry at Mayberry Days on the Friday of Mayberry Days. I think that will be, what day will that be? The 26th of September, 2014. And we'll get our pictures made together. All right. Well, that is all I have for us tonight. I hope you guys have enjoyed this. I know I did. And I'd love to hear from you. If you're enjoying these interviews with the cast members of the Andy Griffith Show, Maggie and Hoke and Keith Thibodeau and everybody, let me know. Give me a call at 888-684-8415 and tell me some memory you might have of meeting or being around one of those people. Love to hear from you. You can also email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Any way you'd like to get in touch with me, I would love to hear from you. So until next time, folks, we'll see you next week right here on Two Chairs No Waiting. Good night, everybody.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.